Thanks for tuning in to the SR20 podcast. This is your host Romo with your host Raul.
We also have a
special guest today. It will be Lurk Zone, Frank Pavone, with the winning G20 year after year on West Coast.
Yeah, man, that's Frank Lurks one.
Let me correct you right there. You know,
he hates it when you call him Lurk, man, but he's kind of gotten used to it.
You know, that's one of those things. You know, it's at first it's this, and then it becomes something else. So much love, man.
Hey, Frank, you've been in this game for quite some time. Talk to us about this P10, and it's a 96 G20, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a 96. I always say it's a 91 just because that was the first year they made them, and no one would ever know. So, but it is a 96. And, you know, what started me with it is, well, that's a long time ago. I've been in this game, you know, so I'm 40 years old now. And,
damn,
you know, these cars, you know, I was 20, not even like
well,
18.
By the car.
When I got the car. So when I bought this, my original G20 that I bought, the white one, the 96 that you're talking about, I bought that one in, I think it was 2000. And I had it for 20 years now.
Yeah.
But before that, I actually had an S13. And that's what really got me into the Nissan scene, you know. And, you know, those cars, they're, especially back then, they were very rare, you know. Now, I mean, they're pretty rare now, even though we see them all the time because we're in the Nissan scene. But, you know, if you look at every car out there, you never see them driving. If they are beat up, right? So, but that's what originally got me into the Nissan scene. And then what happened was I got married and had a kid. So, you know how that is, right? And I had to start, you know, looking at something else that had some room in it, was a little more, you know, comfortable. The S13, you know, I had it all gutted out. It was, you know, still had the KA in it. Back then, there was limited mods, so, you know, all I was able to do was a 4.2. I had just like a pace setter header, I remember, and it was like a hot shot intake. But you know, that's it for the S13. I got rid of that thing, and you know, got the G20, like I said. And originally, you know, when I went to go buy the G20, I went to the dealer and I wanted a P11, and you know, those are the 90, those are the 99 to 2002 G20s. And I went there.
And this was in the year 2000 when you went to go get this car.
Yeah.
So you said you're 40 now. You were 20 years ago. You were 20 years old. You already had a kid. You needed something more spacious, so you decided to go to the dealership. Where were you? Tell us geographically where you're located.
So I'm from San Diego, and you know, the heart of our auto enthusiasts, audio too, I guess. you know, like the area for us, you know, in San Diego is like Kearny Mesa, Mira Mesa, this little area that, you know, we happen to be, you know, street race at too. And they had a bunch of shops around there, and they actually had a Infiniti dealer there too. So, you know, with my S13, I would drive around, and then I would see, you know, the G20s and the dealer, and that's where I went, you know, to go get one, right? But at the time, you know, like it's 2000, like you said, right? They're like, I think they're like 26, you know, 26,000. And, you know, me being you know, just having a kid, married, living on my own. I had no money, you know, and so, you know, they basically pointed me to the corner, kind of like, you know, that one Fast and Furious mini. You know, there's one in the corner, you know what I mean? It's all dusty, or, you know, it's a lease, right? 3-year lease, they brought it back, right? It had sunroof, right? That's what it is. It's a 9T, you know, that's originally what it was. I had no sunroof, you know. I had cloth seats, which I didn't even know Infiniti made cloth seats at the time. The base model, right? Didn't even have an LSD tranny. Had these gears, man, like crazy long gears, dude. And it's funny, dude, because I was the only one rocking this fucking tranny, right? Sorry with the cuss words.
No, you're good. You're good.
And I'm the only one like kind of like modding this particular model, right? Everyone kind of had the LSD tranny and everything, and I remember running people, right?
Well, hold on. Let me stop you there. So you said everybody. Now, paint us a picture of what you mean by everybody. Like who was in your scene 20 years ago? You can give us some names.
Well, 20 here. Years ago, you know, it was a little different 20 years ago because, you know, I don't really care about like, you know, people that I don't run into. Like, okay, so 20 years ago, I wasn't really introduced into the family yet, right? And I was on my own, you know what I mean? I had a couple other Nissan peeps, you know, and you know, nothing big, but it wasn't family yet, right? So, you know, I would race people that, you know, like I couldn't really compare them. I couldn't, like, okay, so long story, like what I'm trying to say is if you race a Civic, right, and he has a B series, you know, engine and this tranny, blah blah blah, right, you can't really compare yourself with them because you're not the same car, you know what I mean? But until you get into the family, you know what I mean, and you start racing stuff that's exactly like you, you know what I mean, and when one person gets a mod, you see that automatic, like, difference. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you got the 4.7?
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, you got, you know, back then it was, you know, it wasn't even 4.7s. We didn't even know about that shit, dude. We're talking about, you got an intake, you know? You got a freaking Jim Wolf pop charger, you know? Like, so.
Damn, you know, those were the mods, huh, back then.
You know, Raul already knows. You know, Roma already knows. You know? So, the thing is, right, when I'm racing other people, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't count that. So what I'm talking about is racing the fam. You know what I mean? Racing Martin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Racing, you know, you. And I don't know if I'm able to say that kind of stuff, but this is all in Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, you live in San Diego.
But yeah, you know what, though? Street. And that's one thing, you know, about that term. I'd rather race here than in Mexico. Okay. Because you get caught doing something over there, it's a whole nother story. Go lock me up in this freaking jail over here any day, dog.
Yeah, no. I mean, you won't get locked up over there, man. They'll drive a couple miles down the block. Hey, you know, we just want you to give us 20 bucks. Yeah. What's up? Oh shit, you got some fresh Nikes? Hell yeah, you better toss those up too, you know?
So back to what I was saying with the tranny, right? You know, I'm rocking this base model G20 with the longest gears, right? And I'm racing our family, you know? And I remember shifting, you know? And they're like, are you redlining to 9? You know what I mean? I'm not, you know? Because I happen to have this long-ass tranny that no one's rocking, right? And then the people are like, what the heck? Scratching their head, like, really, you know, but you know, stuff like that, man. You know, so you know, and then I remember the first mod I got, you know, was what happened was, okay, so Wolf technology, right? And you know, Wolf, you know, everyone knows about them in the Nissan world, especially back then. You know, it was something that you would never could afford, you know. So what I did was I sold, you know, I worked, you know, I worked my ass off, you know, sold a bunch of old S13 parts. And then I happened to get $800, you know, and then I went right to Jim Wolf. They gave me an ECU and they gave me a 100-shot with a 100-shot program. And it had a little toggle switch.
Yes.
And all I had to do is put, like, you know, different spark plugs in there. And then I had a
colder plug.
At 4,000 RPMs. Or you would turn it on with the toggle switch. And then it would hit at 4,000 RPMs or 4,500, something like that. And that shit, man, made my car, like, handle it, dude, because it was fucking peg leg, right? So, you know, but anyway, it was fun, right? And like I said, you know, that little area I was talking about in San Diego, you know, it was Kearney Villa, you know, it was just like we had this, this thing, dude, that, you know.
Frank, you still there?
Yeah, but
Frank says he's still connected.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, but he, I don't know.
Maybe he probably pressed something on his phone.
Probably.
You're still able, I mean, you're able
I can cut it off like you did the other one, but I got to be more precise on the cut.
Yeah. Fuck, man. It was getting good, too.
Well, I was going to ask him, like, was it a 100-shot? Because I know they only do a 100-shot tune.
Well, dry shot. I mean, stop it and interrupt them.
Yeah.
I mean, stop and interrupt.
I'm pretty sure it was a dry shot. I don't think it was a wet shot.
No, I'm sure it was a single fogger setup. Mm. And like they told him, he has to run like a 370 cc injector,
Cobra MAF,
shit like that, you know. Oh shit, there he is. You exited the app, huh? Frank,
did I?
Well, we didn't hear you anymore for a while.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you exit the app or something or what?
The heck?
Fuck, we didn't hear you for shit, fool, for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear you the whole time.
Oh. Oh, did you hear when we were having conversations about the fuck? Where'd you go? Oh, shit. Yeah, we couldn't hear you, fool. It was like probably like 2 or 3 minutes that you were gone.
Okay. Well, you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. We can hear. So you were telling us about Kearney Mesa, this area where we would go free race. Well, what's up?
So yeah, basically, you know, that's, you know, so, you know, back to that gym. I think, you know, yeah, I can't remember.
Well. You had a gym with ECU with a pipe charger and a 100-shot and the toggle switch.
Yep.
I had a question on that. Yeah. Was it a dry shot 100 or was it like a wet shot that got activated through the gym with at the time?
No, it was a.
And what kind of injector? What injector did you have to put on?
I had 370s, 370 injectors, and then I had to get the Cobra MAF too.
Cobra MAF. Yeah. So for those of you listening, oh shit! Wait a minute. Somebody joined. Somebody decided to join us here.
Mr. Donnie VVL.
That's right, guys.
Late to the party as always, but check it out. So for those of you that are listening that don't understand what he means by Cobra MAF, Frank, tell us a little bit about the Cobra MAF.
So basically, you know, it's I don't know exactly how big it is, but I want to say it's like 3 inch or something. The mass airflow sensor.
Okay.
Mass airflow sensor. Is that what it is? Yes. It's basically, you know, it's a bigger mass map sensor or mass airflow sensor. Yeah.
Mass airflow sensor. Yeah, from the from what year Mustang
was sure. I think it's I know it's from a 5.0.
Like a 90s, mid-90s?
So I want to say, you know, okay. I don't know when they started making the 4.6. I want to say like 95 or something, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a Ford guy. So all I know is, you know, dude, I spent probably like $1,200 for that shit because it's not back then. That was new, dude. You know what I mean? So like, I had to go buy one. Man.
That's 20 years ago. Man. We're talking about spending $100 for engine management and, you know,
and it didn't hook up.
Associated parts. Crazy.
So, okay. So, let me tell you. Okay. So, boom, right? Let me get back to, you know, San Diego, right? So, you know, that area, right? Kearney Villa. Okay. I remember now. So, you know, I'm racing, you know, it's a sick ass area. We would, you know, go to these spots. We would go to IE. We would go to LA. We would go to Anaheim. I don't remember where in Anaheim. Crazy ass spot. It was like so many cops there, man. That was a worse spot, actually. Anyways, so we would do that, right? My tranny goes out.
Damn.
This is like 2000.
What year was this?
Like, yeah, around 2000, like early 2000.
So you bought the car in 2000, and
a month later,
maybe a few months later,
that nitrous get in. Because I buy things in pairs, you know what I mean? Okay. Like I, you know, I buy this and then I buy that, you know what I mean? Like it goes in the pair, like you know. So you know, And you know what? That's a funny thing, dude. Because you know, I was messing with nitrous, you know, and no one knows about nitrous, right? Back then, and everyone just didn't understand why it was fast, you know. But you know, it was fun at the time. I spent my money on a lot of bottles, dude. And you know what? It actually.
Now, when you say bottles, you got to be more descriptive.
I was about to tell you. You know what? That's what kept me from being an alcoholic, man, because I didn't have to wait for beer, man, you know? Cause I would freaking go through nitrous bottles, right? I had 4 or 5 of them, you know, and – but
10 gallon
whatever
tanks.
Fit, you know what I mean? Like – how it was no one wanted to drive, you know what I mean? So, you know, everyone would get in my car, you know what I mean? And they would give me their bottles. So it was like, all right, you know, give me your bottle and then I'll drive the ice.
Yeah.
All right, you know. So then, you know, So, you know, anyways, my tranny went out and my motor went out, right? And my car was sitting there for a couple months. And, you know, at the time, I had this other little Sentra, a little 1.8 B15, you know, and it was a piece of crap.
Not on B15, guys.
Yeah, I know. I like B15s, but I don't like the 1.8. So it was no spec V, you know. But anyways, I drove that for a little bit, and what ended up happening was I needed a, you know, I used to work right down the street, so I would walk to work, so it was no big deal. So I would save up, you know, and that's my thing, you know. I always save up to buy stuff. So I saved up, and then I search on, you know, I don't know what I searched on at the time, the forums, SR20 forums, probably, or something. Yep.
SR20 forum,
and I come across
SCR.net.
This guy.
Yeah.
Right. His name is Chris Parker. And this is 2000, you know. Oh. And I meet this guy, man, and yeah. I thought I knew it all, right? This guy, oh, you know, it's just, that's better than, like, knowing that you know everything. Finding somebody that just knows way more, you know what I mean? Just ignites your fire, you know? And this guy was like, SR20, blah, 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 blah You know what I mean? He was saying GTIR, blah, 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 GTIR, blah, 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 right? He's a GTIR. Bro, you want to explain what a GTIR is?
Yeah. Oh, man. Chris Parker. Shout out to Chris Parker for sure. That guy is the SR20 encyclopedia, so, for sure.
I'm looking for an SR20 motor. You know, I have no money. I needed a tranny. So I got a tranny from somebody else, I remember. I got a LSD tranny. Finally, you know, I started to piece the puzzles, you know, together. I'm like, okay, I need a shorter tranny. But it was because I was already in the fam, and they already started telling me, hey, man, you need to get an SR20 tranny from a B13, you know, because – you know, I go way back, man, and I can sit here for hours and talking about this stuff, you know, because I got two families, you know what I mean? I got a G20 family and I got an SR20 family. And back then, it was two different things. It was two different entities, you know? And now it's whole one big family, you know what I mean? It's the older it gets, everyone dies out and everyone just kind of cleans on together, you know? Just like the Datsun guys, you know? They're all together, you know? You know, but us, you know, we're slowly getting to that. And back then, you know, it was all about, it was, they were two different people, you know, it was two different families. It was weird, but, you know, two different communities and
two different communities. Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I was torn, you know, cause they didn't like each other that much.
It's true.
Always some shit like that, right? So anyway, they like each other. And who am I? You know, the one in the middle. Like, dude, I love them, but I love them. You know.
It's like I love duels and coilovers, but I also like SR20 like, turbos and Neo VDL. Can we just get along?
So yeah, for like the younger group, you know, like myself, what were those two crowds, or the two families?
Well, you know, those two families, you know, it's those two communities, you know, how it was, you know, like Romo said, you know, duels and you said it perfect in a nutshell, man. All right. There were two, you know, they had two different forms, okay. Mm-hmm. G20 net and SR20 forms, you know. And before that, they were kind of together, you know. And that's kind of before me, honestly, because I didn't really get on the scene until 2000. You know, there's OGs before me, man, you know. And they're on the original SER.net and mailing lists and all that shit. I wasn't there. Mailing honestly, list. I didn't even have the money, dude. Like, I barely could buy the card, you know what I mean? So, like, these guys are already dropping how much money into this? It's like buying a new car right now and just dropping money into it, you know? I barely could do that right now, and I'm, you know, established and, you know, so I don't know how they but so anyways, you know, back to, you know, where, you know, those two families, you know, like, to answer your question, there were, you know, those, you know, G20 family were more into cosmetics, and, you know, they're not going to try to be fast because they have a heavier car. So, and mostly the G20 guys really like the P10s, it seemed like, you know, that's what steered me, you know, towards the SR20 crowd, because P11, they liked to make
more
it performance nice,
driven,
yeah. You know, put a system in and you know, coilovers, make it low, make it look good, you know, stance it out,
five if they, lug, you know, a little bit of five lug,
yeah, five lug, dual, you know, west wing lip, you know, come on, I could go, you know. on that shit, yeah. Which, you know, they look good, right?
Absolutely.
But the P10s, you know, they were they're a more primitive model, you know what I mean? And I torn apart both of them from, you know, the bare freaking just wire harness and no interior and no motor and everything. So, you know, I would never thought I would say this, but the P11 is a lot easier to work on, dude. The P10, it's like, I don't know. It's seems like it's an older car. You could tell it's an older car, you know. But, you know, my love is the P10 because it's just – that's who I am, you know. I can't help it. I was just born, you know.
So the P10, yes. I know your P10's got a nickname, Pepe, right? So, well, talk to us. Tell us about Pepe right now. What is? I know it's in the body shop. Well, I personally know myself, but tell us the last stage of the car or the last time you worked on
it. So, you know, I have a...
What setup do we have on the car right now?
VE in it. With a 86.5 millimeter stock pistons. I think there are AR rings on it.
Factory 4 on that is 86 millimeters. So you've got
86 millimeters and a half.
You've got 86 and a half in there right now.
Stock stroke. I got the crankshaft micro polished and knife edged from Castillo crankshaft. And
nice.
Oh, and man. I don't know where that area is. You guys know more than me, dude. Artesia Boulevard or something.
Yeah, that's like
La Mirada. Yep, exactly.
La Mirada area. Yep.
Dude, I waited for freaking months for that crank, man.
Ever.
Finally, dude, he like brought it out. It was weird, man. You go there, right? And it's just like this old guy and hundreds and hundreds of freaking crankshafts. And I'm like, how is he going to find mine, dude, right? And he pulls mine out like he just knew exactly where it was, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, I had that in there. And I end up getting the pistons. I got Manly rods too, and Manly wrist pins, I think. But I end up getting everything WPC treated. And you know, that's one of those things. From reading Moto IQ, I guess, I read it and then went to sleep and then woke up the next day and said, oh, I think I need to do WPC treatment on my stuff. You know, guys over there making me spend money. So anyways, I got that. That's the bottom end. And the crankshaft, they just kept it stock. So it's the 86 bore. They didn't do anything crazy. The reason why I stuck with stock pistons, though, was because I wanted the lightest piston combo possible. And if I would have got forged pistons, I had weighed them next to the cast pistons, and they were way heavier, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, I wasn't really planning to do anything crazy, so I just wanted something that to rev really fast, you know, and kind of like keep it stock, you know what I mean? And just kind of like put a 90 pound flywheel on it. So, you know, anyway, that's what I wanted. You know, I didn't care what the horsepower was. That's my goal, was just to free it up as much as I can. You know what I mean? You know, and then part of that is, you know, opening up the intake. Right. And then I got my freaking head done. So my motor was out, the VE, because I had put the VE in stock, blew it up, you know, like always. And then when I got this motor redone, that's when I did all this stuff I'm talking about. So that's the bottom end. And then the like I said, you know, to breathe it, to open up the intake, I got the port and polished the intake. Not really did anything to the exhaust, because supposedly, you know, it's like, if you're not really gonna be, you know, doing anything crazy, then, you know, why mess with it? You know, we kind of like slightly did something, but nothing crazy. And then I did the oversized valves, the Super Tech, and I think it's like 2.2 and 0.1.5 or something on the exhaust, or I think it's something
exhaust side.
I can't remember right now. I'm not good at specs, you know what I mean? Because you know, like when I'm not at work, dude, like I'm not trying to think about numbers or nothing, dude. You know, like right now I'm drinking, you know, some hazy IPA. So I'm good right now, man. So you know, I don't mess with me on specs right now. So you know, I did that.
so you basically have a cylinder head that's breathing. You're definitely pushing air in through the engine, which is one of the key points or key things for the V. It's got to breathe, and research and dyno testing and all that stuff. I've proven that throughout the years with guys like Bess, Jamie Marsh out on the East Coast, and you know, number of guys that have done a lot of testing, including ourselves, Pack Clutch, and you know, we've spent hundreds of dollars, you know, in dyno tuning and researching different intake header options as well as.
So I have N1s right now.
What cam is in that car right now?
And straight up, I don't have cam gears. So, you know, and then the header, you know what header I'm running. It's like everything, you know, like, you know, I could go, that's another, you know, conversation with the parts that, you know, we have to get, like he said, you know, all the money we have to put in for dyno tuning and to see what works. And then not only that, you know, putting in for parts that you go to these established people that know what they're doing, but are they going to spend the time of day on you when they're going to just make one part, you know, it's not worth their time sometimes. And people like us have to piece that part together and really figure out how to like get people together and get the money and make 10 of something, you know, and then that'll be worth their time.
Yeah. And remember, Frank, this was a friend of Max.
His name is John.
JSP. It's a JSP header.
Let me see. I know I have him on here.
Can't remember his name. But, yeah, it's a really nice slip fit header. That header made a big difference when we were testing it out, as well as driving on it. Has tons of low end, a lot of mid range, and you know, it's perfect. It's a perfect road race header for sure. It wasn't cheap. That was almost a $2,000 header after coating.
It seems like everything's like that magic number. So it was John at jspfab.com. No, he's in San Diego Vista area. He's really into A86s, and he does a lot of he has like all the parts for doing a F20.
We lose him again?
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, okay. Frank.
Yeah.
Did you
there you go.
Who?
So you were saying
the 20?
You were saying the 20?
Yeah.
No, you said that. So John at DSP.
He's just he's really into the A86s. Yeah. So anyways, got the header on there. You know, and that's a group, you know, funded project, you know. So basically, you know, with all that on there, I got the N1 cams. I was able to squeeze out 213 at the wheels. It was like 148.
Nice.
foot patterns or something like that. Yeah.
That torque. Now, this was a Steve with what intake so, manifold no, was on
for
was
that
on
here, dyno pull
and one intake manifold.
I had the excessive intake manifold on with the 370 injectors.
Okay.
And the Q45 okay. throttle body and Mega Squirt 3 yep. ECU.
Now, tell us about that Mega Squirt, because that was just custom built off by Chris Allen, yeah. AKA Shaggy, right? He did a lot
yeah,
of
he,
your engine management, and
yeah,
I mean, he built this crazy system
yeah,
in your exactly. car that, you know.
And it's funny because we did it before a lot of this technology that exists was available, you know, with the smart wire and all that kind of stuff. Because we would have probably did it that way, but I was able to find, you know, a relay fuse board, you know, that it was all like, it's all built in, it's all small and it's all one piece. And I used that. That was from Leashed Technologies. And you know, like I said, like you said, you know, Chris, mm-hmm. he was a big part of that. He, you know, he had my car in his garage for probably like 6 months. And you could imagine that means the wife's car is not in the garage, oh, yeah. right? So, you know, he took that wrath yeah. for me. And he act like nothing, you know, like there was no wrath. So, you know. Right. You know, but like I said, you know,
Shaggy's
there's
a Shaggy
there's,
man for sure.
There's not that many people that have their hands on my build, you know what I mean? And he was definitely one of them. And you know, he had his hands all over my build. So anyways,
yeah.
So yeah, you know, like I said, 213 wheel horsepower. That was with the excessive and stuff, but recently, you know, I had got a Gatto, and you know, it's one of those bullet parts that I dreamed of getting. You know what I mean? And finally got my hands on one, and you know, it's like, you know, that's one of those things. Like yeah. when you see parts, you better jump on it because you know there's not going to be many. You know, so I jumped on it, got it. You know, and that starts a whole nother road, you know, because, you know, like, it has these nice AN fittings, you know, so why would I want to put, you know, convert it to stupid regular hose fittings now, you know, so now I got to do everything else AN fittings, and so, you know, that kind of, you know, I took it to that road, and that's where it's at right now. It's pretty much, you know, getting, you know, that, all that done. I have the Gatto in there, and I have all the AN fittings in there. I just need to do a couple more things, which I was planning to do, but what ended up happening was, you know, this whole COVID crap happened. And one of my buddies that, you know, like I said, not many people touch my car, right? And one of them is my boy, Danny. You guys don't really know him, but he's like, he does a custom car fabrication, and he does more like, you know, paint and body and, you know, restoration like that. So he had did my engine bay, you know, back, you know, so every time something happens, you know what I mean? I can't just fix the little thing and go forward. Right. So, you know, back, you know, right before, yeah. You know, when I was building my motor, you know what I mean? That takes time to build a motor, right? So I had maybe three months, you know, I took the fucking bus, mm-hmm. dude. I took the fucking bus for 3 months. All San Clemente, man. And from San Diego, yeah. dude. And that was like 3 fucking hours, dude. I took the fucking bus, which was cool though. I ended up liking it. Right. So it took, I went for, actually I did it for 6 months because you know, 3 months, I was like, you know what? I could do this for three more months, right? So, all right, to save money, dude, right? So I saved money. I was able to build the motor, and while the motor was fucking out, might as well paint the bay. Might as well, you know, fucking plug up all the stupid holes, because I had a fucking, you know, cold intake that I cut with a old ass jigsaw, and fucking bad, dude. We're, you know, everyone it's our 20 world should know this, right? the cold air intake, you know, it's one of the first mods you do.
Yeah.
You know? Like I said, this is, you know, I had this car since I was 20. So I fucking cut that shit. I hacked it up so bad. Like, you know, after 10 years, it was all rusty right there and shit. You know what I mean? It was fucking all like, I cut myself, dude. You know what I mean? Because jagged and rough and shit, you know? So that's what made me do it, man.
Fucking like, that little fucking mistake, shit,
huh? Dude, made me fucking do everything. Made me do the whole harness. Made me do the fucking whole engine bay. That mistake, dude. I was like, this is so horrible. I'm going to get rid of the car, or I'm going to do this. That's what the road was. The road was right there, dude. It was like, I'm going to get rid of this car, or I'm going to do this whole thing. For a fucking intake call, dude.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Crazy. Crazy shit.
You know, got the my engine bay done by Danny. And, you know, I'll go back fast forward now, like I was saying. Got the engine bay. He's so anyways, yeah. He said it's this COVID stuff, right? He was out of work for a while, and you know, it was a perfect timing, because he was like, dude, I'm just kind of sitting here, like, you know, it'd be perfect timing if you bring your car now. And I was like, all right, you know, and I have no planning to do it, you know. But it was just one of those things. It's been there for like a month.
Been at this guy's house.
And he hasn't given me any pictures or anything yet. So he's one of those kind of guys, like, dude, I ain't showing you until it's done, you know? So, shit, man. You're going to make me go over there, huh? But, yeah, that's
what
I'm keeping me. I'm
keeping you waiting there. Now, let me ask you a few questions, Frank. Now, you started in the year 2000, 20 years ago, for sure, an OG, right? Now, tell us about 2010 to 2020, the last 10 years. I mean, we can see different things happen, you know, with like the inventions and stuff like that, new development on the...
So, you know, stuff. You know, between the 2000 and the 2010... you know, like I said, I didn't really know the family then yet, you know. But from 2010 to 2020, you know, already introduced. I think I already knew the family for probably like 4 years already, you know what I mean? The community was, it was starting to like join, you know, like it wasn't this G20 thing, it wasn't this SR20 thing, it was everyone was together, you know, because it was like the G20 guys were like, dude, I already fixed up my car. You know what I mean? What else could I do? You know what I mean? You know, turbo, you know, or VVL, you know? So we started to get into that kind of stuff. And I was always the first to do that because, I don't know. Because I just like to go fast, you know? And, you know, so... I remember, like, you know, this is like the West Coast meet days and stuff. And I only went once, but you know, like that, there's
a
community, man.
It's that year,
2012,
right? That we made that trip up to San Jose
and
to Javi's
what is the Bucktooth Ranch? Right? Ranch? Or the Buckeye Ranch? I can't remember.
Bucktooth Ranch?
I've been to that.
I said the Bucktooth.
In San Jose, California. So,
this guy had llamas and stuff at his house, yeah, too. Because I went with Uli and another buddy, and we left like at 2 a.m. From LA over there, and we got there like around like 8 a.m. just in time for breakfast and stuff. But that shit was a good time, but it was mostly G20 guys.
There was, you know, like man, I'm telling you, dude, like 2010, we used to have, so, you know, West Coast meet, you know, that's just one thing, dude, but, you know, our main thing, you know, which was, we haven't had it for a really long time, was Miles Square Park meet. And you know, like, that's when, like, okay, so there was a time that we didn't run the SR20s thing, you know what I mean? We were just, like, the ones that didn't have that much, you know? There's people with, like, already fucking Turbonetics kits and fucking RevHard turbo kits and, like, shit that I didn't even never had, dude. I had a hotshot header and a fucking nitrous kit, you know, with the whack-ass tranny. Like, you know, like, there's people ahead of us, you know, and then they went so beyond, they just, like, left us, you know, so, but, you know, we already started to become the ones, you know what I mean, by then, you know what I mean, and, you know, we run this shit now, you know what I mean, I don't care if, you know, you think it's slow, then leave, I'll buy your shit, you know what I mean, you know, I don't care if you, you know, think it's, you got mad at this person. I'll buy your shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way, you know, whatever. So like, you know, by then we're running this shit, you know what I mean? And we're the ones fucking doing the meets, and Miles Square Park was the shit. We had it two times a year. And at first it was a G20 thing, but, you know, it became a SR20 thing. And, you know, like, I think that was the peak, you know what I mean? Because I have some pictures of us. We're like 40 deep, you know what I mean? And all SR20 models, you know what I mean? Like B13s, you got B14s, you got P11s, you got P10s, you know, we're all there. And that's when it got fun, dude, because, like I was saying, you know what I mean, back, you know, 20 minutes ago, when you're racing your family, it's different, man, because you're starting to understand how things work, you know what I mean? And when somebody already knows they have that 4.7 tranny with the VVL and the N1s, and you're like, what? You know, like, how the fuck did this guy beat me, you know? You know what I mean? What trips me out, dude, is Yuli, man. Yeah. This dude had the 5.1 tranny with just a DET, stock DET, spanking everybody, dude. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? That's when I started to learn, okay, tranny, that has a lot to do with it. You know, but those things, dude, like, back then, you know, the Miles Square Park, that was the peak, you know, and that's when it was still cool to have a G20, you know, or a Sentra B13, you know. But I think it's always cool to have a B13, Sentra, because everyone knows about those, you know. It has to be SDR, though. It can't be no fucking GA. But the P10, you know, it's funny because...
Yeah, for sure.
You know, 10 years is a long time. And I think more has changed in 10 years than it has ever. Because the reason is because it wasn't cool to have a G20 or B13, you know what I mean? But now it's starting to become cool again. And
the prices are skyrocketing on all chassis right now.
Not only are prices skyrocketing on these cars, I mean, they're getting harder to find, especially a decent-looking one or this decent-condition one. I mean, you know, I've seen some of the Facebook SR20 groups where posts have been made of from bringatrailer.com, and you know, it's just these cars are going for $8,000 plus and whatnot for something stock. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's those B13s are starting to dip into the classics for sure. And I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I'd definitely pay for something if I could find a stock one, you know, low mileage, great condition, you know. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Let's spend some money for something like that to keep it pristine, because
yeah,
they're getting really, really hard to find nowadays.
Because, you know, it's and Nissan, we always knew that they're on the low end of the stick when it comes to retail and value, you know. But it's the first time we're actually seeing something, you know what I mean? Because it seems like, you know, the Acuras, the Integras, you know, EGs and S13s, they hold value way better than any of the front wheel drive SR20s. But like you were saying, you know, I think what it is
yeah,
a lot of so now the person that's looking for SR20 front wheel drive vehicle is somebody that wants one, you know. So when you have somebody that wants something, they want the best of something, you know. So, you know, if you have like, you know, one of these SR20 right, forward front wheel drive vehicles in you know, pristine shape, they're gonna pay, you know. That's the way it is, you know, like. So, like, yeah. I have a P11 too, and I'm kind of like restoring it. Not doing anything crazy on it, but I'm making sure everything is working, functional. Nothing's ripped, you know. And I'm planning one day, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, maybe somebody will pick it up for like $8,000. You know what I mean? But the older it gets, the older, you know, the more you want to hold on to it because it's cool. Like I was saying, you know, back to what I was saying. You know, that it's the game has changed more in these 10 years because, you know, I think the earlier part of the 10 years, it was like, you know, it wasn't as cool to have one of these, you know. We were at our peak, but that's our peak, you know what I mean? Like, it was dropping after mm-hmm. that immediately, you know. So,
yeah, I think the I want to say from SR20 history, like, and I'm talking about just like the front wheel drive. I'm talking about the B13, 14s, the G20s, P10, P11s. I think that scene was the biggest between, I want to say like 2007 yeah, yeah. to maybe 2016. You know, so it kind of went like a 10 or 11 year span where, you know, it was very, very popular. Now, I mean, it still yeah. is, but it's not to that certain extent anymore. You know, a lot of the older guys have, you know, just kind of gotten taken different paths, whether it's jumping into a different car, into rear-wheel drive cars, all-wheel drive cars, you know, whereas a lot of the ones that kind of stayed put with the Sentras now just started selling them. Me being one of them, you know, I'm Sentralist right now, and but I still enjoy these cars, you know, as much as the next guy. But you know, let me ask you this, Frank, and we'll cut this telling here for you. We asked JB on the first episode of who he likes, as far as whose cars he likes. Now, who personally he likes like that, but now we're gonna call it the Mount Rushmore of SR20s. Give me your Mount Rushmore of SR20s.
You know what? I can't.
Nice, huh? I need to hear it, man. Give me your Mount Rushmore of SR20s. Doesn't matter if it's a G20, if it's a Sentra 200SX.
You know, like, I can't. NX2000, I don't know if man. I can't leave those, like, those accurately cars out. answer that because I haven't seen the East Coast like you guys, man. And, you know, like, honestly, man, the East Coast, I got to give them props, man, because they're the ones that pushed me. I have never even met them. You know what I mean? Like, they're the ones that, like, at first, dude, it was like, we need to do what they're fucking doing. Where's that East Coast air? You know what I mean? Like, what's up? Like, that's what I want, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know they probably never hear this, dude, but, you know, that's how it is, right? That's how it was, man, and so I can't say anything like that, man.
Yes, you can, Frank. Yeah, you can. It doesn't matter if it's in pictures, who... Or, you know, their builds, you know, you've gone through 20 years of SR20 related cars. You got to give me your top four. Give me your Mount Rushmore of SR20. So, sorry for these kids screaming in the background here.
So there's some, you know, yeah, oh man. You have to stay home nowadays, man. Here, so. You should have, you know what you needed to do is you needed to prepare me for that question, man. Like, dude, I got so many pictures on my phone. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane, man. Oh shit, dude. I don't know, dude. You know what I mean? I can't, dude. I can never say
in no particular order, man.
This can't say somebody's name. Include yourself because that'll make them better than everybody else, dude. Like I.
No. This is your opinion. I don't know, dude. Like, all we're looking for is to get like, your opinion.
That's something that. Okay, unless it was, like contest, and I had 10 people in front of me, I could do it, dude. But honestly, dude, I love everyone's build, man. Especially if they're, dude. Even if somebody has a stock P11,
that's cool, man.
With the cold air intake, hopefully they cut that shit right. You know what I mean? I respect that. I honestly like, dude. I respect that. It's not that I respect it more, but it's like I'm intrigued by that stage. You know what I mean? Like, oh, really? You want to mod your shit? Okay, let me show you what's up. You know, or you know, I don't know. There's we, you know, like we got our like people that are just, you know, they go above and beyond, dude. You know what I mean? And you know, like Charlie is one of them. You know, Juan Ramirez is one of them. You know what I mean? Okay. Those guys right there, dude. They pull their B13s in anywhere, and people are like, "Oh, what the heck? This is like, what's up?" You know what I mean? Those guys, you know, with the G20s, you know, in the race world, you know, we got, you know, John Villa, dude, he's one, another one, you know what I mean? His freaking car is set up just for the track, you know what I mean? And you don't got no system in it, you know, like it normally does, right? It's just for the track, you know? There's so many people, yeah. Dude, like, I can't even, you know, go there, you know what I mean? Like, I already just said people, you know, so many people, dude.
You gave me three names, man. Those, you got like, one more.
Those people right now are keeping it ignited. You know what I mean? Because it, you know, keeping it up. You know, like you know, there's some people just don't. You know, they fall off. You know, it's okay to low. You know what I mean? It's okay to put it in the fucking corner. Forget about it for 2 years. I've been married for 20 years, man. Like, my shit was in the corner for 2 years, you know? Like, actually, it wasn't that long, but... but I remember the memes you guys used to fucking write to me, dude, you know? Like, you know, like, when is it gonna happen, you know? But it's just one of those things, man. Like, I have love for everyone's build, man. I really do. Even if it looks whack. I mean, shit. Even if it had B14 wheels, you know what I mean? Like, first mod B14 wheels.
Oh,
B14 always, dude. B13. Right. B14.
Taking some shots B14 right there. Wheels,
and then two Soodles.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, yeah. Frank.
All right, Frank. Frank. Well, thank you. Oh, finish it off, Romo. My bad.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us. And thanks for listening to the SR20 Talk Podcast. And that's the wrap, guys.